someone else.
He was gonna high five everybody. I'll
do it. Yeah, the victory lap.
Okay, welcome. Now we have Peltzman and Hood and Jensen with us tonight. Thanks. We'll go ahead and get started on the North Salt Lake, Tuesday, July 11th. Slurpees for everyone tonight, today. Coming, right?
Yes.
7-11 Slurpee Day.
It is.
It's also right. Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, I did
take advantage of that, too.
And I was just saying congratulations on a great weekend. We can't wait to hear about the details. But let's go ahead and get started with the review of Legacy Park Shade.
Good timing. Pull up right here. So I sent it out to everybody. I don't really have much other than what I sent you. Just kind of threw it on here for review. The March, I guess they do the shade kind of quarterly and like kind of fill in the pieces. And they sent it to you from what I got. So I assume everybody kind of saw this already. So June kind of pretty good representation.
So, and then show me exactly where people sit. Is it in the shade, that shade section the whole time?
Are saying what
Sorry.
They're doing right now?
So there's
yeah, so
benches.
People,
right
there's
now,
the,
people usually sit on the grass.
Is this the cement ridge?
Yes. So, I don't know, it looked like kind of accomplished what you guys wanted from based on the past discussion. I don't know if there's any other thoughts or comments based on that. I think the best part of it that came about, and I don't know if you guys noticed, so when I quoted you guys the prices to do that initial estimate, we and I told him to shoot it high, would be $94.5 for that. But he came back because of the shipping costs and everything. It actually came in quite a bit underneath. So to do this, his official bid is $83. So it's considerably less. So
great bid.
Yeah.
Just based on doing more. Costco plan.
So you met budget.
But yeah, it's under what what we expected, and so it's good. So I don't know. Just thoughts, is that what you guys wanted? Anything you want to change?
It looks attractive. Is it something that they've done in other places?
I haven't seen it locally.
Yeah, we haven't done it in the city.
Oh. It matches, the color scheme matches with the stuff that's already there, the tans and the red, like you guys said. So, I think visually it's basically, I think it's a good combination of what council suggested and what you guys suggested. So.
Yeah. Thank you. Is there any place we could look at it? Is there any place around Salt Lake?
So we actually just toured a bunch of splash pads and stuff a couple weeks ago. Most don't have shade. Most of them is just little shanty towns with little tents that they build around.
Trendsetters we are. Yeah. Okay. What's the time frame for the project?
I guess that's just based on council approval. So they wanted your guys' suggestions, so I guess we'll just go forward with it from there. So.
I guess it'll get approved on Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
We didn't add it to next Tuesday, but I'm sure we can still. So,
would it be done for like the fall, or is this next year?
Everybody's so busy contractor wise right now. I can't say because they were supposed to have already been out here doing the form place, and they haven't been able to get to that yet. So,
I think people are gonna love it.
Does that 83 include the shade for those benches right there?
Yes.
Yeah.
David, these are good for how much wind?
It was highly rated.
I see a moment of inertia out there that just bend this into a pretzel, but go ahead.
No, they were, I can't, he said
it's probably 110, 120
like,
miles an
hour. Yeah. It was like a 150, I thought.
Yeah, when he told us the
million,
it was
million.
Pretty high.
All right.
I mean, it's not going to
maybe
stand
million.
A tornado if we ever have one down there. But
yeah. Well, 150 it might. Depends on how close the tornado hits.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. Appreciate it. It was good collaboration. So
yeah,
it
looks great.
Thank you.
We'll take that to council then.
That was last week. Yeah. Welcome back, Sandra
and my sister Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
I remember. I was trying to say welcome back to Steve too. He had appendicitis at the last meeting.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
How was it?
All great.
You look pretty good now.
What he'll do to get out of the meeting? So
I even showed up though.
He did. He showed up and
on the way to the ER
and delivered posters or something. Okay, Sandra, sorry for that. We'll talk about
Okay, I only made 5 copies of these, so I don't know.
Do you want me to
Yeah, I'm going to keep one and we did cut down on some other expenses that we and but the company that you guys gave us for the kid stuff that you had up at the North Salt Lake, we contacted them. They're not free. So they're saying that if we want to pay just for 3 jumpers, it's going to be about $1,300. And if we pay the $1,300, we could sell like tickets to the kids to go jump, and then we keep all the profit. But then if we want to pay half, which is $667 that I put down here, then they keep all the, you know, the
proceeds.
Yeah. So I did put that $667 here, and that's just for 3 jumpers. And then another expense that we cut down on was the stage. I got him to bring it down to 17 instead of the 2,000 I told you guys last week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
who were you dealing with on that? Just out of curiosity.
On the stage, Taylor.
Okay, that's the same one.
Yeah, that's curious. Like the cheapest that we could find.
Yeah, it's the same. That's who I found. So
okay.
I was curious.
Okay.
Okay.
So. And with everything, I brought in last time, it was like about 12.7 that I brought in last time. We cut it down about $2,000, but then we added that kids area back on there, the jumpers, and so now it's back up to 11. So I was able, last time I came into the meeting, you guys could see that I was a little overwhelmed with all the stuff because there was just 3 of us in the committee. But then we've added my sisters into it, so there's now 5 of us that are doing it, and it seems a little easier now, you know, contacting people, meeting up with different people, having my sisters in it. We are now just trying to figure out how we're gonna make this $11,000 to, you know, to make the festival happen. So I kind of just broke it down to where everything highlighted in yellow are things that we are gonna try our best to pay for. And I wrote down there where it says vendors, we're gonna collect, what we're expecting from them is about $2,400 from vendors, and then when we sell water, we're expecting about $2,000 there. And then we have that one sponsor still, which is the $700. So that's about $51 we have so far there. And then the stuff I highlighted in green were things that we wanted to kind of bring to you guys and see, you know, if there's any way possible that we could go more than $3,500.
You feed them. That's good incentive. If you feed the people with the stage, they'll
So, and then last time we said that the DJ was going to be $1,200, but then you guys said that we could still use that other guy we had last year.
Let's follow up.
So,
with what did we find out?
Yeah,
about
we
DJ?
Followed up with.
Oh.
Well, we contacted him. He said he's willing to do it for $1,000 this time. Last time we did it for $800, but we gave him a booth. So we're still trying to work that out with him, and he doesn't know if he wants to do a booth this year. But if he does, we're gonna see if we could do the $800 again.
So this is at Legacy Park this year, right?
Yes.
So the park has bathroom facilities right now. Does it just not have sufficient, which is why you need the
extra? So with the health department, they said that we needed like a certain amount for a certain amount of crowd that we have.
Okay.
So we're going to need some extras like we had last time.
Okay.
So it looks like our budget covers everything except for the stage.
Yeah.
Is it $1,700 with the discount if we feed them?
Yeah, it was $2,000 last time, and they took the $300 off if we do feed them.
Should we address these questions up here about security and police?
Will we have security there? That's a big question for the stage people too, and some vendors who want to know if their stuff is going to be safe at the park when they leave it overnight.
So in the past years, we've had increased police presence.
Okay.
They kind of have
an officer or two that kind of hang out in the area. They don't, it's not security guards. They don't stay there all night.
Okay.
And, you know, but they're there kind of in case there's any issues or anyone needs any help, that they're on site when there's all those people in the park.
Okay.
So I guess that is a partial yes to your question, but not an entire one, because there will probably be time at night where the park is not being guarded.
Okay. So
I think 2 years ago, members of your committee actually stayed overnight.
Yeah, they did. So we can see if we can figure something out like that again this year.
And that increased police presence we pay for apart from this budget. So that's not part of the $3,500. That's just something that happens, and then at some point in the future, it kind of gets crumbled back to the city council about it, and then we don't do anything. So
okay.
It's kind of our method of handling it.
And who will provide trash bins? Where's our
the city?
Yeah, we have
plenty.
50.
Okay. Any recycle bins?
We don't do recycle. It's too messy.
It's too messy.
Yeah.
But then you were talking about that this year you would empty each night.
We could have it arranged to empty, because it's a Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could probably see if Waste Management could get them.
Because 2 years
Saturday
ago,
morning.
I remember, it was a little full.
Yeah.
Come Saturday.
I meet with Beth tomorrow. I can ask her.
And volunteers. How many volunteers do you need?
We're still working on that.
Yeah, we're not sure how many we need right now, but we are, I think you are getting in contact with a football team that might help us
out. It's an athletic training team that
yeah.
might come over there and help out
so
and volunteer.
We might have some, but if you guys know any other, like a Cub Scout or youth that might be interested in doing, we can use all the help we can get.
What kind of help or work would they be doing? What kind of work would they be doing?
Well, the stage guy is asking if we can get, because the original price of the stage from the beginning was about $3,500, and that's with all the labor, and I told him, what if we could have people come and help you set up, and you don't have to bring your own people to pay, and so he went down to $2,000 and said, okay, he'll cut $1,500 if we can bring our own people. So
that sounds like something that a Cub Scout troop couldn't do, though. That's
mm-hmm.
going to need bigger bodies.
So we need people to help him set up his stage, and then we'll also need people like to help with
the cleaning, making sure that everything
yeah.
is
trash
clean
and
at all times, and then
parking
is another one.
So
just getting people properly situated down
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that parking lot accommodate? I guess there's two lots there. Are both lots going to be open? Between the two parks, I haven't seen a layout of how you're planning to lay it out.
Are you guys going to be in the westernmost field, the one that's up against Legacy Highway?
I was thinking of using the east field.
The one that's up against
yeah.
the townhomes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's where the biggest Bowery is, the pavilion.
Okay.
Any thanks for going to all this work. We're just finding out some questions as we go along. Any sound issues? I know I was the neighbor last year and I loved it, but is there any up against?
Certainly if you're out on the western end, the benefit is that the playground's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're,
it's further
we're
away
going
from
to set up the stage where the speakers are facing opposite from those homes, if that makes it
mm-hmm.
any, you know.
It makes sense. But
yeah.
So the stage is parallel with the neighbor's fence?
Yeah,
maybe? Yes.
On that end, yeah.
Okay, that's probably the same as my house. And
yeah.
I'm not sure there's much sound difference. It's not,
oh.
But it was, you know, something I was excited about. I just don't
oh.
know if we should alert
yeah.
the neighbors or let them know that this was coming. Is there any neighbor that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably.
I
yes.
can do that.
Yeah.
That's my neighborhood. That's your neighborhood. Okay, sounds like we'll get some. As far as budget, if Steve can act as treasurer for one more time, he's...
So we had looked at our budget, and we think we could expand out to about $4,000 from the 35, add another $500, but because
okay.
that puts it as a
can
at
I,
a third
can I ask
of our...
a question before we start doing that, though? What was the budget for the 5K? Because I'm way over on budget for the 5K.
What did you do in budget for 5K? What was the
total? I haven't added everything up yet, but I know that because we had to do some additional things we haven't.
It was probably, we usually had the budget scheduled for the 5K at 3,500. So 4,000, just so you know, that's a third of our annual budget for the one event.
Okay.
And then the other third goes to the 5K, and then pretty much, and then everything else goes to all the other events.
Okay.
So 4,000 is really kind of a huge chunk of our total budget.
Okay.
I mean, if in order to go beyond that, it would have to then be an appeal to City Council to see if there's any other money in their budget that they could contribute, because we just don't have any more from our committee.
All right, so I guess what we'll do is just try our best to try to get more sponsors.
See if there's someone who wants us to name the stage. Sometimes sponsors will come in and name the stage, and then you'll be like, oh, now on the Vivint center stage, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Have you approached Lee's yet?
I
work for Lee's in my faction.
Oh, there you go.
Lee's, so we're trying to get them to be a sponsor, and that's
okay.
I'm really hoping that they are going to help us.
I feel like they're leaning towards more of a no.
Oh.
Financially, so.
Until we can show them what the stage would look like with their name on it.
That's
that's
what we're.
Yeah, I think we need to try to find additional sponsors to cover that gap.
So we're in the same boat with the 3rd of July. That's why we're looking at something different for a stage, the same sort of thing. I'll show you a picture of what we're going for. Get open.
FedEx is a no.
They're not interested in doing that. Okay.
So we did our debrief meeting
FedEx.
On that day.
And this is the stage and then with the cover, right?
Yeah.
Versus the
something like this.
Truck bed.
That's what the guy that Taylor showed me those pictures of first.
Right.
Mommy's here. Take this.
So is that the one that we had? Just barely?
No, they're looking at maybe doing something like this. Just making it a little grander. But that's pretty appealing to a sponsor.
We'll get Paulie's show, like she'll go and ask her.
You have to be careful not to start on fire with the fire dancing, though.
who are you going to?
I don't think that they'll do
it. Won't be
up there.
So United Site, is that the one that's in North Salt Lake?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, would they be willing to,
we've already asked them.
They're not willing
to
sponsor?
Willing to.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
They just want to be fed.
No, that's the restrooms. That's still not too bad. As a price for it.
Yeah, sounds like we got a little bit of a shortfall still, but
let's
see if we can close it.
Science Bank might be a good option.
We've given sponsorship letters to all the banks around here. So
what about Jerry Seiner?
They've
been good at sponsoring our events that we've had. They've contributed.
They're just, you know, where the regional building is there. Beehive.
Yeah,
shaped
we've gone to other
just
car
north of there. That
all
one, the dealership just north. That's in North Salt Lake, and they've been very supportive of City Stuff.
We'll try more companies this week. That'll be our goal.
Possibly Weiniger's too.
Weiniger's.
They've been supportive in some ways of things. So there's things that they might be able to do. I mean, I know you have, for example, you have your water cells. Maybe one of the grocery stores would be willing to donate water.
Right. Yeah.
Because frankly, I mean, I used to work for Smith's, so you could get a pallet of water for around $100 is what their cost is.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be over 2,000 bottles of water from one pallet. So it's a very minimal investment by a grocery store, but can be maximum and help for selling.
I've sent emails to like Pepsi and Coca-Cola both and just asked for, you know, to see if they wanted to sponsors that way and donate some drinks that we sell.
But you might be better off trying to buy it at cost through one of the stores.
Yeah, we'll try that.
Because they don't donate very much anymore, the large sort of people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like the numbers are getting closer and the days are getting closer, so you feel like this is going to give you plenty of time for publicity to come back. I guess our next meeting would probably be 1st of August, that's really getting late to start putting it out.
We'll try our best to get more sponsors and just try to make this happen. But
we're all just hoping we can get those numbers
to match up.
If they need to appeal to city council, when would they need to come to the next meeting?
Yeah, you could get on the agenda and come and ask the council for more money. I don't know how receptive they would be.
Okay.
I recommend doing that to try to get the other $1,500 possibly looked at as, you know, as a last, you know, you're looking for sponsors, but if not.
Yeah. Okay.
Steve, is $4,000 a reliable number for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well done then on crunching your numbers and getting some more leeway.
Yeah.
So we all need to go into Lee's and buy something and tell them, boy, we sure like to see your name around. Okay, our next meeting is, just so you know, or you could contact, probably keep in contact with Matt.
Okay.
Jensen, if you find out anything before August, what have we got? I'm looking at whoever's got calendar. Thanks.
August first Tuesday is the first, second Tuesday is the 8th.
Oh, so we do the second, right?
The 8th.
August 8th. But you probably, if you could, know something before that, just
right.
Reply to that email.
Okay.
With Matt on it.
In fact, we'd want to make sure we get things buttoned down between now and then.
Yeah. Did you bring, I missed several meetings, but did you already bring a map of how you have it?
I did not. I'll bring that at our next meeting.
Okay.
So. Or I'll email it to you guys.
Okay. Sounds like we'll take care of the hood here, the neighborhood.
And I just think that if you wanted to, if you might have your heart set on that easternmost portion, but if you put it on the western field, put the stage up against the north or edge, because
mm-hmm.
the sun in the evening is going to be coming in from the west,
mm-hmm.
and so you won't have dancers into this looking in the sun or audience looking into the sun.
Mm-hmm.
If you had them facing south, stage facing south, and then you got quite a little buffer before you hit houses. So, and if you went the other direction, so the stage was facing north, then it just goes into that industrial park and we don't care about them. blow all the noise you want that way.
I like that consideration, because then you won't have so many people just diving for that big Bowery and not mixing around, I guess. I don't know. It sounds like we put up two tents last year or 2 years ago, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
There is more parking down on that end, and it's also closer to the playground. So those are also things to just factor in when you're making your thoughts.
And all of the food vendors on the 3rd of July were concerned with the sun. It was a big deal to all of them. So
yeah.
Anything we can get them facing east would probably be better, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Does that answer all of your questions, what you need to be doing?
Yeah.
Your flat mat, sorry, I don't know another word for it right now, your layout, and see how you can do on sponsors.
What, remind me the date again for this?
18th and 19th.
August
18th.
August 18th, 9/18. 8/18. Okay. And our meeting would be 8/9?
8/8. 8/8.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That is close.
Yeah.
Let's contact Matt between now and let's see.
Oh.
Yeah, in the next week or two, let's make sure we decide yay or nay on this so we can make sure we're geared up for it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
there's a few of us at the table that won't be at the next meetings, but I hope to be at the festival if we can make it work this year. And let me ask you about consistency. Do you think, I know we need to get one, two numbers, don't we? This one under our belts, but do you think it would be an every other year type of an affair, or what do you see going forward?
I do see us having it every year, because, like she said, that the more we do it, I think the more sponsors, you know, we'll get, you know, people will be more interested in sponsoring next year, so we'll probably have more money next year to make the events happen every time, so.
Do you guys have any pictures from the last event 2 years ago?
We do have some pictures on Facebook.
You should take into your or send them to the sponsors. Show them pictures of the tons of people
right.
that are there.
Okay.
To help
That's
them understand
great,
the size of the audience, because they may not be getting the vision from
mm-hmm.
just talking to you or reading the letters.
Okay.
And that could be used for stage sponsorship too, especially
mm-hmm.
someone might be interested in, like Jerry Seiner may be interested in sponsoring your stage.
Okay.
We'd be proud to
that would be
helpful in this.
Huge.
These are good ideas, we'll try that this week.
Okay.
So, thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Sam.
Hey.
Thanks.
Have you guys tried Bailey's?
Bailey's was a sponsor for us in 2015 when I was working for them. So we've given them a letter again this year, so haven't heard back from them yet. So
I tried to keep talking to them today.
Okay. Let's
what about Alpine?
Alpine Talk's a good game. They don't deliver much.
I know. I'm the one who dealt with them last time. So, but they seem to want to work and be involved in the community. But
and I mentioned this to them when I saw them, and they said, "Oh, we definitely want to be involved in that." But then I don't know.
Call Alpine. Alpine cleaning and restoration.
Okay.
They might need to have a personal touch. Yeah, they keep saying they want to bring money.
Okay.
To events.
There's also, besides Alpine, we have Belfour here in North Salt Lake as well.
Do we have a
contact
name?
Also, so I went, last Friday, I played in the Bountiful concert, and Orbit is one of their sponsors.
Oh, right.
But
yeah.
Orbit,
Sprinkler.
But Orbit is in North Salt Lake, not Bountiful.
Yeah.
So stop poaching our sponsors, jerks.
So Belfour, Mendenhall Equipment, Big D Construction.
Do we recall any contact names at Alpine?
I don't, unfortunately.
I think it's Tyler Fawcett.
That's right,
Tyler.
It's Tyler Fawcett.
Tyler at
mm-hmm.
Alpine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
we'll
even if they aren't willing to do money, maybe they would be the ones who'd want to volunteer their people to come and put together the stage.
And
if they're interested in giving manpower versus money.
There's also a company that makes like armored like packaging or
is
like
that Zero?
Zero.
Yeah,
you just work at Zero? They got a huge employer in our city.
Yeah, we didn't go to Zero yet.
We knock on Zero.
Yeah.
Say, we want something besides a zero on your donation.
You guys are well connected, it sounds like. So.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for the ideas. We'll definitely use those ideas
and
this week.
And a little extra
try to
funds.
Get some sponsors.
I was going to say, there is that one business, too, and down off Robinson. They're the ones who do all the snow shacks as well as parade floats. They're the ones who build them all.
I don't know the name of
that. Something Design.
Sometimes Design.
I'm just wondering if they have connections for, since they do all that type of thing, maybe they have connections for stage and things. I don't know. Just
have you got Hokulea coming as one of your...
They are really interested.
Yeah.
They just haven't... their fee yet. So.
Yeah. Seems like it's right up their alley.
Yeah.
Or otherwise, give it to Bahama Box.
Yeah. We gave them an application to.
But the Bahamas are in the Atlantic. Hokulea
I got it.
Presumably Pacific.
Oh my goodness.
Based out of Layton.
Nice.
Okay. Thank you for your work.
Thank
you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, well, it sounds like we had good vendors at the 4th of July at the Festival of Speed and the fireworks.
Yeah, the 4th of July was awesome. This is the first time I've actually gone and sat on the hillside and partaken of the awesomeness that is the 4th, the 3rd of July.
Really?
But it was cool.
My sister said it was the best ever.
Said, well, this is my last year on the council, and I don't have Army tonight, so let's just do it.
And they went to Festival of Speed, too, and they always love that. Why don't we start in chronological order, then, Bruce? Oh, no. You're the run. You're right.
Got that 4K.
How many runners did we have?
We had 194 people signed up.
Woo-hoo!
Yay.
Wow.
And we had 177 finish, which is
that's incredible.
Pretty awesome. I thought it was
pretty Conrad and I, we didn't register, but we still did it, and we finished.
You were
surprised.
And we had 7 bandits.
That's
oh.
You. They have unassigned numbers when
they
finish.
It's funny. They the people who run without numbers, they call them bandits.
Oh,
yeah.
7 bandits.
Well, sometimes what will happen, though, is people will put their bibs on their back. So as they cross the line, they don't necessarily get the proper assignments that they should be. But, yeah. So we had 177 finish with 7 units, which I thought
good.
Was incredible.
And you guys slept 2 hours the night before.
We actually had more than 2 hours of sleep the night before. It was all good.
If you add our sleep together.
So those were the numbers that, that Chris sent as far as the totals. And then actually at the end of the meeting, I've got some things. I don't know if we have like a storage area here
downstairs.
Because I brought back there's a few extra shirts. I know that Linda had contacted me and she'd wanted the shirts because she said that there were some folks who wanted to buy some. And I actually did a quick inventory before coming back here just to kind of see where we fell as far as how many we ordered and how many we had left over. We ordered a total, well, we had 178 shirts. And so all of our volunteer shirts went. So what ended, one thing that we did end up doing is some of the volunteers didn't get volunteer shirts, so we went ahead and gave them runner shirts, which I thought was a fine thing to do. We ended up with zero mediums, and then everything else that we ordered, they were in single digits left over.
That's
so
great.
Nine.
Well done.
Yeah, nine. Some of them were two. So we ordered the right number of shirts. We
good.
Did, you know,
that's
we
great.
Ordered.
Great.
We were right there with the number. So this, I think next time is just a matter of making sure that we get the proper, you know, ratio. You know, I think one thing that we had more volunteers than we were really expecting, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, we had a huge turnout from the New City Council.
So we just need to...
it's a good problem to have.
Yes, it's definitely a good problem to have. So we just needed to maybe order more of the volunteer shirts to make sure that everybody... It's the volunteer shirts. And let's see, I have a couple notes. But yeah, so yeah, and everything seemed to run fine. I know. Did we get any comments? We didn't.
Oh, we sure did, and I forgot to bring them. I'm sorry, they're on my door waiting. But they were all positive. I'll bring them next time. But we got about five or six, and everyone had. Had very positive comments. The only negative things we got was one person said that if registration starts at 6, it should start at 6. I think we started at like 6:02, so I didn't feel really bad about that.
Wow.
I think there was one other negative comment, but it was minor as well.
I know, because as a runner, you always want to start right on time. So at 7 o'clock you start at 7. We didn't start at 7, so if somebody was, you know.
No, it was the registration time that they were specifically talking about.
Okay. But yeah, I think they're right. You know, we do need to have everything set up. So I think maybe next year we may need to start earlier or have more people there at the beginning of the setup time. And then also, couple thoughts that Craig and I were throwing things back and forth with each other. We just need to make sure that the race course is clean because we weren't on the course. We don't know what it looked like. But the bathrooms really need to be open for the volunteer time. So when the volunteers are getting there at 5, we need to have the bathrooms open. And they weren't, again, this year they weren't open. And I know that we've had that problem in the past. But then one year it was fixed and then the next year it wasn't. But
what time did you guys get there?
We were there at 5.
But the restrooms were still locked.
Yeah, just we were there, so the keys.
Okay.
Just say something.
Okay.
I don't think that we knew that we were supposed to open them right up.
Yeah.
Or else we could.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
We had keys, which is just to say something.
Okay. Then we just had a few ideas that we can. So maybe. You know, just thoughts, things to think about, nothing that really has to ever happen. But so this year we had some leftover medals from the 5K, so we actually gave them to the kids, but they were all labeled 5K. But next year I'm thinking the kids may get like a small little kids 1K medal because the kids seemed to really like that. They thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The water stop, how did that run? Because we didn't get anything. We had no comments or feedback, or how did that go?
It was fun.
I think it went well. A lot of people passed, so we had a whole sleeve of cups left.
Yeah, I saw that. Thank you.
I told them not to open both.
Right.
I said open one at a time.
Yeah.
But
no.
We were the last ones through, and they were like 10 kids all holding cups of water.
Yeah.
We each picked one.
Okay.
Just take it.
There was one runner who came through. He took 20 cups, and half of them went over him, half of them went in.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
It was a
he just stopped and was just.
Taking the ice water challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we just, the thoughts about having, because the race packets, there really is not anything in them at this point. Other than just a couple of flyers, so when we start thinking about this again next year, thinking about either eliminating them or making sure that we have something substantial to put in them.
In the past years, I just ordered some candy from Oriental Trading. It cost like, I don't know, $50, but it was fun stuff to put in the bag. So I put like a granola bar and a bunch of 4th of July candy.
Remember, Youth City Council is more than happy to help put the bags together.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand that too. I was just, things were coming, and the deadline was coming, and things hadn't arrived at my house yet. And so, yes, but yes, we did get them. We got them assembled for everything that we had. And actually, I got a phone call from Steve at Bahama Bucks while I was, before even everything had arrived at my house, asking, can we put some coupons in your bags? And it's like, yeah. So he drops them over, and we put some of the Bahama Bucks coupons in there. But yeah, that was just kind of a quick and down and dirty recap of what we were thinking about it. I set the results, and then I've got invoices and everything like that I need to submit. Then I should be able to.
It is what it is.
I know.
Submit
it
everything that you have.
Yeah, I know.
And where should she submit it?
Yeah. So I just need the forms, and then I can pull out my.
To our accounts payable, city's accounts payable person.
Is that Cindy or what?
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Spelled S-C.
Well, I thought it was a great success. Great job.
Mm-hmm. It was really fun. Nice job, Nella.
Make sure we don't pave over the road until after.
Thank you.
A lot of my friends were posting pictures of them running it. So.
Oh, that drone was so cool too.
Whose was it?
Yeah, that was really cool.
Know, but the pictures were really
city
cool.
Hired.
Yeah, it's a kid that he did all of his stuff. So I'm curious to see some more of his pictures from the third and stuff as well.
Yeah, that was really cool.
We just didn't know who it was, and we were wondering, was it a real estate person? Like, this is fun that you can have in North Salt Lake.
No, it's just, this is like a 16-year-old kid we hired. So.
That's awesome.
That's fun.
Somebody was saying that was not your run-of-the-mill drone.
That's who they should also contact.
This is for last
year,
festival.
Real estate.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
The kids
sponsors.
Really did have a good time. That 1K is...
Because they want their name out everywhere.
Yeah.
Keller Williams would probably
be
nice.
Need that for a little guy, yeah.
Okay.
Thank
into
you.
The evening of July 1st. Bruce.
Well, I thought it worked out pretty well. We opened early. Opened at 5:45 instead of 6. There weren't any golfers scheduled for up till 6 o'clock. So we got to open early, which was kind of nice. Made the entry of all the vehicles pretty easy. We ended up with 295 vehicles.
That's great.
My count
coming?
Right now, 295.
Is that a high number considering other years?
For all of the counts that I've done with photographs, from photographs, yeah, it's the highest we've had. Last year, I had my photographer, who didn't come this year, said he said he got 300 pictures, so there were 300 vehicles. But as I've gone through his pictures last year, there are duplicates. So 300 is a round number from last year. So I think we met at least what we had last year and probably exceeded it. We had a lot of people. It looked like there were far more people in attendance than there were last year. The road was full of people. And maybe that was an artifact of having the vendors out there, the food vendors, and they were all hungry and they just poured out onto the street. But it looked like there were lots of people. I don't know how much water you sold compared to last year, James. How did you do?
A lot more this year. We almost sold out.
Really? You sold out? Okay.
How much water did you have?
We had 150 water bottles, and we had quite a bit of pop as well. But we sold all but 10 water bottles, and we sold quite a few pop. But I don't know the count because we had the pop from the spring. So.
So your sales this year were better than last. That's good.
Yes.
That's good. Concerning the vendors, we had 5 show up. I had 7 arranged, and I turned down 3. And only 5 showed up. So we have to figure out how to make the ones that want to come.
Yeah.
You know, they need to show up. They can't just say, well, I want to come, and then blow it off.
So who didn't come that said they were going to?
Beg your pardon?
Who didn't come that said they were going to?
The Hawaiian Luau did not come. Another one came.
Just showed up?
Yeah. Just showed up. I had not heard of them. So that one, and then I don't know who the others were. I know the Cup Pop people came, and the Donut Guy came, and Massimo's Pizza came. We planned on them, but I don't know if Crystal Davidson came. Not sure. But anyway, David, you talked about the vendors' trucks being facing one direction or the other. How were they facing? Where were they situated the night of the fireworks?
We had them back to back. So they were in the middle of the street, back to back. So the people facing west didn't like that setup.
Okay.
I can show you what we actually proposed. We did our debriefing for the third this afternoon, actually. So we've actually got, I think, a better plan than last year.
While we were putting them in there, but they all did good.
Yeah, they killed it. They did real well.
Yeah.
Because we put them all on the west side of the street.
Facing east.
Facing east, yeah.
That's what we're, yeah.
That provided nice shade for people. I'm sure the people who were waiting in line preferred that. Okay, we're going to continue to do it in the future.
Do you charge for the vendors for 3rd of July? Just come in, saw the paperwork.
Well, they just come in, but we just don't let anybody come in for us. Now
she handpicks.
Yes.
The green smoothie drinker.
Yes.
Handpicks.
All crappy kind of food.
Yeah.
There's not a
this
healthy one in the bunch.
She did well.
Super bad for you. So
what does it taste like?
So
like weeds.
Yeah.
I want that. Does this have more cabbage? I like cabbage.
She likes bone broth too.
The bone broth.
Hey, I'm not going to take offense to that, but
I'm not making fun of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get made fun of every
right.
day.
Let's get back on track here.
That's
right.
Why I'm here.
Yeah, that's right. I've got Nola on my side.
Okay,
and I think Lori actually kind of eats pretty good.
I talked to feedback I got.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything negative on our Facebook page. I didn't see anything on the city Facebook page. So people seem to like it a lot. I talked with some people that I know pretty well, the Model A Ford people that are in the area. They thought the show could have been bigger than Coats for Kids in Bountiful.
And they have to pay to be in that one, don't they?
Yes, they do. So I made the comment, I said, oh, gee, well, maybe our price is right. And they all laughed at that. People generally say they prefer the variety of vehicles that we have at our show compared to others. Most of them pull out quite a few, they're pretty well American classics, American antiques. Muscle cars. There aren't many shows where you have 4 McLarens show up.
Yeah.
So that was really quite nice. And the variety of cars we get is really pretty interesting, and people see that and they recognize that. That's a nice feature of our show. It makes it different than most others. The staff people are happy. I talked to Nick Bozen afterwards, and he said he didn't have any complaints about messy or the lawn being torn up terribly or any greens damaged, sprinklers damaged. It didn't look like there was a lot of litter. There was only a little bit down where the trucks were, the food trailers and trucks, and so that's really nice. Then you don't have to go in and clean up a lot.
the U City Council did go through with a trash bag.
Cool. One, thank you for doing that. And it, you know, there are a few bottles scattered here and there and some things like that, but it's a pretty neat crowd that we have. They're pretty clean. We do a little thing this second year. We call it the Certificates of Recognition. I don't know if you've seen, if you were there, if you noticed any, some of the, it's a 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. It's parchment. And on it, it's a volunteer who helps me on this. And I work on it a lot, too. So we put these certificates. We have the mayor's signature, my signature's on it, and our judge. The judge's signature is on it. He is a brother from a friend that I have who lives in Bountiful but works in North Salt Lake. And we put it together in their office in North Salt Lake. And then I come up here and I put the little gold seal that's been embossed and put that on it, on the certificates. And they are, there's not a contest. This is not a concours d'élégance, but it's for people that show up to get one of these certificates. Mm-hmm. There are people framing them. They're so proud of these, and they say, think it's better than a trophy.
The
and
people so I saw that got them were so happy.
Yes, they love it. It's the coolest little thing, and it costs almost nothing to do. And our judge, who hands them out, flies in from Saratoga Springs, New York, where that's the home of some huge car shows at the car museum there. And he flies in and does this free. He's proud to do this. So it couldn't be a better volunteer situation in it. But there are three grades. We give out 20 of them. There are 12 excellence. We have an excellent grade on it. And then there are 6 exceptionals. And then there are 2 magnificence. And that's written on the certificate. And he gives them out, and when people get them, they're just delighted. It's really a draw. I think there are, as that gets better known, we're gonna have people coming specifically to get one of those certificates. It's pretty neat. Everybody that came as vendors, the food vendors, came and got a tax number. I think that worked out fine. And Sally Reed, no, it was John.
Yeah, I wasn't able to come, so John did it. But it's Stacy's over that.
Yeah.
And she couldn't make it, so she gave it to me. I couldn't make it, so
it bounced, kept bouncing along in Atlanta.
Yeah,
John's
it did.
Thank you for doing that. We had one illegal vendor. He was the guy from Bountiful, and he was selling pairs of socks.
Mm.
And
socks and cars.
Yeah.
Did you take him in? Cuff him right there on the spot.
Yeah,
take him in.
I had to tell him. I had to go over and confront him and tell him that... he claimed ignorance.
Yeah.
You know, at any rate, I told him that, well, you can finish out tonight. Just please don't come next year. The only vendors we want here are food vendors. So I suppose you won't come. But that's the only trouble I had with the vendors. They have people asking to come and sell things, and I tell them, no, this is not a fair. This is a show. And if they want to come and give away free things, like Addictive Behavior does, they have boxes of stuff. They're just giving it out. Chevron does the same thing. They're giving things away. Chevron can sell stuff, as far as I'm concerned, because they donate to the city. They also get the spot that they want. But otherwise, we do not reserve spots, and we don't have any vendors other than food vendors. Could we charge a fee to the food vendors to make sure that they'll show up if they say they want to come?
You could have it be a
refundable
fee. You pay $50, and when you show up, we give you it back.
Okay, refundable? All right. That's a good idea. That's right.
Even if you just keep their check and hold it and give them their own check back, you're going to have it come in and out.
Refundable fee. That's a good thing.
Another thing that maybe the Youth City Council could do is sell Matchbox cars or little cars, because I know when I was there with my kids, I would have spent a couple bucks to buy each of them a little car while they were walking around looking at the big cars.
Okay.
I think those would sell a lot. If somebody wanted to do it, I don't know.
There's a vendor that works with grocery stores called Watch Us. They're the ones who put together displays of the cars that you see in all the grocery stores.
the little $5 cars.
Yeah, but that's because they put such a high margin in the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I could sell for less.
So that's a way that I don't want to mess with that. Mm-hmm. I have enough to worry about.
And if you didn't want to mess with it either, there could be, I mean, that's just an option for maybe another group that we would want to support. Maybe the Polynesian Festival could come in and sell cars for the night and use the money for their festival later.
It could lead to a...
If we make money, it could pay for...
Well, how come they do it? How come they get to do this?
Yeah,
how come?
It's not a good festival.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that would be
city
related.
Because we're part of
the
city.
Yeah, city related.
The youth council is good because it is sponsored
by the city,
and the city sponsors this event.
Yeah, that's how you get around it.
That would be a good way to do it for the youth, but anybody else?
I tried to get their tax ID number. He couldn't give it to me.
I said we're tax exempt.
Yes, you
are. I think that pretty well covers it. John Ruker did a great job for me. He was there before I was there, he was there while I was there, and he was there after I was there. He just was everywhere.
In his cart?
In his truck. Yeah, he was doing a great job. Thank you.
We did bring two entries, though.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the snowplow?
Yes.
And what was the other?
That was a hit, too.
And then our utility truck.
The city cars were really cool.
Yeah.
I went and poked my head into all of them.
Should have brought up the street sweeper.
Yeah, well, it was up there on the third
yeah.
sweeping up.
That's a good idea.
We could have brought it. It just takes so long to clean it up because it gets so dirty.
The plow's the hit. We had the plow here for
the
bunch of kids. The kids think that's like
the coolest
thing ever.
It's like a jungle gym. They can climb in it and climb all over. Yeah.
I did make the mistake telling them they could honk the horn. That was bad.
I didn't know.
I just want the dumbest thing to ever do.
It's a
well, you
quiet
live
event.
And you learn.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay, that was bad.
It's a quiet
let them
event
honk, they just disconnect it,
so
it doesn't actually do anything.
Luckily, they didn't understand the
yeah.
air.
It doesn't, yeah, you don't have any music. I've had people ask about music, and I told them, no, this is in
it's
a neighborhood,
a nice,
we want it to be quiet.
Quiet
it's
thing.
Noisy enough on the 3rd of July,
yeah.
So I've told people no, and they've even volunteered to come and play, and it's, no, just don't want to do that.
Do you mind if all the cars have labels or not?
No.
I know, I tried to go walk around and hand out labels, and I couldn't find most of the car owners at that time. But I was thinking, if it matters, you could hand them out at the ramp.
Yeah.
So when people come through, they just get a label and go on their
it's
way.
It's a good idea to do that.
If it matters.
Yeah.
If it doesn't matter, then.
It does. It's not critical.
Yeah.
A lot of people expect that. I pay for the paper, the city pays for the printing. So it's not critical. It's not critical that they go in one place. Oh, you got a British car, you can't have it over here. You're among the German cars, so that's okay. You know, if it gets mixed up, it's all right. It does help to organize some and get people to places where they know they'll have people of common interest.
Speaking of organizing, how many hours do you think you've put into this before the July date?
Lots. I don't know, probably something like 100 hours. The whole thing.
But it's more
it's
than
a,
that.
Yeah. It's a beautiful event, but it's a favorite for a lot of people. Obviously, lots of people show up.
When we're done and I go to bed, it's really fun.
It's awesome. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Right,
anything then. Else on this FOS? As we know it.
I have to excuse myself. My boy turns 12 today, and we're going to a movie.
Fun.
So.
Mm-hmm. Can I give you your award right now?
Yes.
Okay.
I never say no to an award.
We're only up to, let's see, any other North Salt Lake?
Come.
We're going to do that, but any other 4th of July? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll just move number 6 up. So I asked a few of you for your creative juice to help me give awards out. So here's the creative juice. I kind of wanted yours to be the last one.
Oh, shoot.
But it will be the first one. So let's see. Okay, so Taylor helped me name this one for you. So it is... you can read it on the bottom of the trophy.
Very
hold
nice.
Hold on to your flag. There you go.
It says the Helping Make NSL Great Again mat. Very nice. I am helping make it great again.
That's right.
That's awesome. Thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for the chance to work on this committee. And that this is more about you than that being about me. Just I wanted to put the flag on there for you, especially because of that beautiful amphitheater that you had the vision to say, let's do something. Maybe we'll have a library one day, but let's do something with that now. It's something, a place that I really love. So
thanks
for making North Salt Lake great again.
Thank you.
And now you get through the chair through, after.
Yes,
Steve and
I think I'll chair it until the elections, and then whoever on the council takes over my spot can then pick a new chair.
Okay. So which might be you, Matt. Do you just want to continue?
Well, I didn't put my name in for re-election, so I don't think I'm going to win.
No, they might have, ask
the
you to be join the council.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that when that comes.
Wait, can you say, did you talk to your neighbor about the second Sunday concert series?
She wasn't at church on Sunday, right after we talked. And then they just split our ward, and now Steve's in her ward, and I'm not.
Yeah.
So I need to make a special trip to visit over there.
Okay. If you want me to contact Spotlight, let me know, and I can try and arrange that for August. But
awesome.
Spotlight.
Keys?
We talked about having Spotlight
before you leave.
Production of
Would
Annie
you like a little
August?
Piece of cake?
Yes.
So we thought
right.
About are your girls doing it?
Yeah,
yes, they are.
Oh, so the idea
okay.
Is
my wife will be the stage
yeah,
manager.
Have them come
this
and
sounds
so
like our mini
songs from the show.
Or,
oh, thanks, guys. Sorry.
See you, Matt.
Oh,
who's his neighbor that you were talking about?
I guess it is, right, John?
Who's your neighbor, Matt?
It's,
do you want
to? It's Shauna Godferson.
Okay.
Yeah,
and she sang in the tap choir for years. Her husband did too. They live.
Wait, where are you going,
coming
John?
From your house into your new ward. Not the first street, but the second one.
They're on Cambridge.
They're up halfway down. And I initially approached her, and she was like, I don't know about this. It's she was willing to do it, but then she wanted to spend a lot of money. And we're like, well, that's kind of not how things work. But then she had one of her students, voice students, that sang at like the January or February one that we did. And afterwards, she was really emotional and said, I really want to be part of this. And so.
Okay.
I wrote to, if this is about the concerts, right?
Yeah.
I wrote to Becky and I said, what about the November one, combining it with Bountiful and having it at the Tabernacle in Bountiful? I didn't hear back from her. But
so that's what she initially envisioned.
Is combining?
Is doing it at that Tabernacle. You're talking about the Tabernacle on Main Street. She
yeah.
was
yeah.
thinking about the Beehive, the regional center.
Regional.
Oh, no, I'm thinking
and
of
the church said, plainly no. Actually, what they said is, if you get a big enough
right.
crowd, then we can consider
I'm thinking
it.
Of Main Street with Bountiful
yeah.
involved, so.
Cool.
Okay.
It sounds like we're having our mini break, but why don't I do this and then we'll maybe do NSL Live when we get back to business? Does that sound all right? I mean,
sure.
NSL Live.
I have really nothing to.
Oh, okay.
I'm just on the agenda.
Well, I've got creative juices to share. So.
I haven't seen a posting on Peach Jar, so I need to contact Tiffany again.
I do want to talk to you. I have it right there. Contacting Peach Jar. Will you teach me how to do that?
Yeah.
Since you're leaving us?
Yeah.
Me too, because
yeah.
we need to get him to the movies.
The other question I had is, can we post during the summer?
The movies. No, it's free.
It's free, and I already have a disclaimer on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that will be built at that. What?
Will they post things during the summertime?
Yes.
Oh, good.
They've
so I'm going to send
all summer.
Out my,
yeah.
my writing contest then. That'll be great.
Okay.
Okay, this one's for Bruce. This Bullseye marketing. He's always telling us, keep it simple, hit your mark, just tell them where to go. So, thank you, Bruce.
Cool. I'll put it with pride in my bookcase.
I'll go ahead and give Taylor his. He was not able to come tonight after all the rescheduling. So this little guy is kind of a little low profile, so he is the most remote.
Thank
player.
You, guys. Appreciate it.
See you, Matt.
Bye, Matt.
See the most remote player.
I'll come in and try to cut this, but we just wanted to thank you for being on this committee. For me, it's hard because, you know, I'm not one for change. So if you want to stay... I know everybody would
you
with that.
So sweet.
Anyway, it just says best wishes on the cake. Who would like a piece? And I'll
Possible.
Go cut that many pieces.
Let them eat cake, sure.
Because I know I know I can't, so everybody no?
Oh, I'll eat cake.
I'll eat cake.
Well, it's ice cream cake.
Oh, I'll eat that.
We used to get cookies every week, and then...
Never mind, I changed my mind then.
Okay. Okay. I'll just keep bringing it out then. And you can
do you need help
continue? No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right. All right, who's next, Steve? I always turn to see who's next, Steve.
It's our NSL Reads.
Oh, no, no. What's your answer? Okay, let's see.
Are you doing more rewards?
Oh, that one's mine. Okay, sorry. Do yours.
What did you award yourself with?
I'll get there. Okay. For Lori, I knew you wouldn't want violence, so I didn't do a gun for you. Isn't that right? So I put, this is from, let's see, this is from you. I asked Steve to help me. So for you, it's for keeping the art in NSL, and you have art in there, so it makes a funny word, for keeping the art in North Salt Lake.
Thank you. That's very nice. Okay. I like the dinosaur.
Okay, James, you're up next. I picked this guy because he fans out this dinosaur, and it's
sure,
for the
thanks.
Widest Rolodex fan. You just know so many people and have so many
thank you.
Great things to offer and to contribute and to share. Okay, let's see. John? I want this to look like a shovel. I think it's a metal detector for
minesweeper.
But I'm going to say it's a shovel for preparing the way for possibilities. I think you just, anytime we have to say, can we do it?
Cool.
What's a possibility?
Well, thank you.
We turn right to you. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Nola, just in time. Your award, I cut off the gun. I knew you wouldn't like the gun. And this one's called Run, Run, Running It All. With her calendar and all of that, and we're running 5K too.
You hit.
Is Sally back
Bruce,
yet?
Bruce, yes.
Steve, this is you.
Is it?
I cut off the gun there too.
Oh, okay.
I kind of picture it like, we don't have any more money to put the Polynesian Cultural Festival.
Put
so that's what
up.
Saying. Put your hands up.
Three.
This is yeah. How much we have.
Zero.
And this is from Taylor. He named you Best Financier, Stephen A. Madoff.
Nice.
Is there something you need to tell us, Steve?
I don't think so, but thank you.
Okay. Who are we missing? Okay. Well, this one's kind of a stretch. I couldn't figure out how to get a microphone on this one. So wait, I'll give you mine.
Thank you.
This is mine. There's a cell phone, or whatever they call it. What is it called?
Radio.
A radio. Because if I have a radio and a calendar, I'm really happy. So I gave myself, and I kind of said Sally's not here. So I gave myself the most consistent agenda maker. Pretty much what I've been good at. So. Alisa, I could give you yours. I can compare two. And the dinosaur theme is just looking back, of course, but I put best future for NSL for you. That's nice. Oh, there's a little dangly on him, but it's not organic.
Thank you.
So Taylor was sorry that he missed us. He said he needs to move forward, and it would make him cry to come back. That's what he said. Okay, Sally's is best recording artist.
That's Godzilla.
Yeah, with a microphone.
What's a microphone?
Well, as with
Godzilla
his
has
you're pretending.
Great fame, right?
Great fame.
It's a
Godzilla
is a celebrity.
Yeah. Well,
in many movies.
It just was something I thought. Well, what's Sally? Now that we're being
James.
Recorded, oh, probably still right through this, darn it.
We were.
Oh, geez.
And it will be now posted.
Okay, thank
for
you
everyone
for the cake, Sally.
Here.
We got. Are you coming back?
She is. She'll be here in a minute.
Oh, ice cream cake.
That's actually from the city of North Salt Lake.
How delightful.
But David and I thought of you and John, and we kept thinking, when is everybody going to be here so we can actually do this? And I just took the chance tonight. So. It's been three times that we've made this. Effort and
oh no,
so sorry.
Hopefully, somebody's eating the cake every time.
I think it's subconscious.
David, thank you for coming to sharing the cake.
I think we're doing going to do North Salt Lake Reads next. That was our intermission.
So I just have a really brief update. I have posted the writing contest poster at all the local bookstores that would let me, some wouldn't, and also at local coffee shops. I haven't made it to all of them yet, but I'm nearly through them because they all have posting billboards, so we'll see if that helps.
Lee's has a community board too.
Oh, do they? I'll go to Lee's, that's great. And if anybody else knows of community boards, I'd love to know about them.
You want me to do these?
Sure, I can grab you one.
I have.
Oh, you
I
do?
Have, I got
okay, hands. Great, that'd be great. And then I have ordered a few posters for decoration. I found a place that would sell them for $4 a piece, so they're just old vintage magic posters, so that'll be our decorations. It turns out to be cheap, and I think it'll be really cute. And yeah, that's it. I'm going to talk to a magician in the coming week to see if we can hire a magician to come and do the kids' activities. And I'll also talk to the photographer again. I've got the photo booth ready to go. And of course, the author is ready to go. So it's pretty much set. It's just a matter of waiting for time to come.
And at our last meeting, you had your first entries. How
yes.
were they?
Well, I haven't read any of them yet. We have, they're just starting to trickle in. This is still really early on. Usually
really
it's
early.
The last couple of weeks when we start to get a lot, so.
Do you want this posted right away, at least?
That'd be great whenever you can get over there.
Great.
Do we have big ones or only small ones?
I only have small. Do you have a big
I think
one
small is what works on the community
okay.
board. The big ones are better for like the schools, but I don't want to put them up at the schools until school starts.
Right.
And then Peach Jar. I'll get it posted on Peach Jar since we can post during the summer.
You'll just send me that. What I'll do is I'll post both of them and copy you both on the email,
okay.
and then you'll see how to do it.
Okay, that'd be fantastic.
That's a great update. I'm looking forward to it. Would you include me on that email?
No.
I want to know how to do that.
That or you could just stay, Steve, and then you can continue to do it for us.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop.
If you don't show anybody, we're just going to send it to you and say, hey, post this feature.
You'll never be
ready. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure that's pretty rich.
This is so good. Did Sally make it back?
Thank you. Oh, I thought you were going to say, did Sally make it?
Yeah,
Sally made it.
Sally, we made it. I made an award for you.
Oh.
Some of these awards had names on it of things people have done, like John paving the way here. Anyway. So yours was best recording artist.
Well, I don't have competition with anybody else.
This little guy has a microphone in his hand. That's as close as I could get to it. I knew some
Thank
of you,
you
were. I knew some of you were nonviolent. You wouldn't want the Army Men trophies. And mine, Sally, just because you and I have worked so much together, was most consistent agenda maker.
Oh yes,
that was my job. And she asked me if I'd just do that a couple more times, but I think today's the day.
Who do I go to? Do you
Matt.
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 Matt is who.
Matt.
He's the acting chair now.
Okay.
Yeah. Matt. Okay, update on this. Reads, I hadn't heard back from Stan, but he had mentioned that there was an update. Maybe, John, you know about it. Share about the trails coming together.
I don't know anything about the trails.
Well, you guys will get that exciting update later, but the Jordan River Trail, there was a section that was unable to get paved, but now do you know about it? I'm sorry, I thought you were thinking about it.
You brought it to council. Talk about it in council.
Just for the Questar Trail? Yeah.
About the trying to hook it to Legacy and hook it in underneath.
There's the one area that they're still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Since we're the Arts, Parks, and Trails, I just want to make sure that, you know, he comes to show it to us when he can. Okay, the awards are done, the chair notes are done. My last chair note is I'd like to come to your planning meeting when you have it, and I want to propose an event on the amphitheater in April. I'll tell you about it then. It has to do with the Gettysburg Address. Oh, sorry, no. It has to do with Paul Revere. That's what I meant to say. It has to do with Paul Revere.
Okay. The Midnight Run of Paul Revere?
Yes.
The poem?
The poem.
Do you know that the Young American Award at the schools, mm-hmm. the kids learn, memorize it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's great. Yeah.
And they need a place to perform it.
Well, they don't perform it, they just give it to their teacher.
But I'd like to talk about April.
And cool. Trying to have them all do it
using
together?
Our North Salt Lake Veterans Memorial Amphitheater for that purpose on that day, which is...
My daughter got the Young American.
Very few people got it, right?
Okay, so I'll see you at the planning meeting after all, but I'll see you at Marcel Reads before that. Thank you. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Our meeting's done, and we're done at 7:13, best yet.
Just mentioned before our next meeting, we do have the first movie in the park, so you're all invited. Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
August 4th.
Yep.
So if you'll send that to me, I will send it off to them.
Is that also the night out against crime?
Okay.
Is that the night out against crime as well?
No. Night out against crime is the night after.
Do you have a sense of how many times is appropriate to post an event? Like my writing competition?
This is the finest place to eat in North Salt Lake, somebody just asked me.